All right, let's take a break and we'll be right back.
SatelliteGuys.us is North America's largest and most popular satellite information discussion site. For the last 4 years, Satellite Guys has been working hard to provide you the best satellite news, rumors, talk, and information. Satellite Guys operates due to generous donations from listeners like you. If you're not a supporting Pub member yet, what are you waiting for? Pub membership is only $19.95 a year. SatelliteGuys.us, helping people get more out of their satellite systems for more than 4 years running.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back, and welcome back to Satellite Guys live from the 2008 Consumer Electronics Show here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Well, Bob, we got quite a fashion show going on across the hall. What do you think?
I think it's pretty cool. I mean, we got a chick walking in a nice hot red dress right now, and, you know, it's pretty hard to compete with over here, but, you know, we'll do our best and make sure you guys get the best experience here that we can provide you.
Now we are waiting on Leslie Harper. We understand she's not feeling too well, but she's going to try making the effort to get over here, so we do appreciate that. We got Parker McConaughey coming over in a little while as well. Right now we got Brian here from Satellite AV, and he's over there looking at the LG display. Pretty impressive display this year. Look at for the people at home, you can't see this. They got monitors set up from the, and it's just an amazing, amazing display of how they animated all these monitors to look like it's one continuous monitor.
Yeah, it's very incredible. I mean, the displays that you see here are just, I mean, we are at the world's largest consumer electronics show. And they definitely pull the stops when they come here. It's amazing. And, you know, the opportunity not to just, you know, meet new potential customers or, you know, like for myself, going over the Hilton, that's my favorite place to hang out. Because those are the manufacturers, you know, they may not even have a rep on the floor that speaks English, but they have a brochure. And they have a concept, and it's really exciting. You know, then you come into this hall where everything's polished. It's 2, it's 3 years later after you saw the product over at the Hilton. But here, you know, you have the glam, the glitz, everything that makes that product sell. It's amazing.
I can't believe how large the show is. If you've never been here before, to say it's 12 or 13 football fields in size is actually an underestimation. I forget how many million square feet this is. But it's almost impossible for any person to walk and see everything here at the show. To change the subject a second, we had a great meeting last night with DirecTV. We had a 3-hour-long dinner meeting with them, and some great things are coming from DirecTV and Satellite Guys, so keep looking for that. And right now I'm going to toss it over to Bob and see if Bob has anything going on. And he's been watching the chat room, and I know Bob's... Well, he's been watching the chat room, but looking over at the ladies on the stage over there. Let's put it that way. Bob, what's going on in the chat room?
We got a couple questions. Will Arcos down-convert HD to SD?
Not at the moment. We asked that question, and there could be a possible software update that would allow it to down-convert the HD to be viewable on the new Pocket Dish units, the Arcos units. They're actually going to phase out the Pocket Dish name, so I guess I'm kind of stuck on calling them that, but they're actually the Arcos units now. Kind of interesting there. Person wants to know if we're going to see any free interactive movies anytime soon, and I'm assuming that's on Dish Network. And the answer to that is I really don't have a good answer for that. They said it was up to the studios if they wanted to give the movies away for free. So it's not something that Dish Network can automatically say, let's give free content and start doing. Guest 337 in the room is asking... DirecTV wants to know more details. Well, one of the things that we worked with DirecTV last night is we're going to be opening up a new forum on Satellite Guys for satellite installers. And it's going to be publicized by DirecTV. So DirecTV is going to tell their installers for tips on how to install, do other things like that. We're going to be doing that. And it's going to be a really nice forum for them there so they can come in and learn all the latest tips and technologies on how to do that. It's something very proud of, and we're also working on a number of other things. We talked about the CE program. We talked about release notes and all kinds of things like that. And all those things will be coming in 2008 to Satellite Guys, and I'm very happy to see it. It was a very, very good dinner meeting, and I'm very proud of all the work that went into it. Bob met with them yesterday. I met with them. We had all the Satellite Guys crew here. We had 8 Satellite Guys staff members here at the 2008 CES show this year, and it was an impressive, impressive turnout. We do have call-in lines, folks. I can see that we have a lot of listeners right now. We also have 34 people in the chat room right now. So pick up the phone and give us a call and talk to me and Bob. The number is 347-205-9051. And right now I see Parker McConaughey walking up. And he's got a coffee in hand. And Parker McConaughey's with the, I'll let him explain his job to you.
Hi, Scott. How are you doing? I'm part of the corporate communications team with Dish Network and EchoStar, and we're just here having a great time at the show.
Well, you guys made a number of announcements here this year, but what do you think is the biggest announcement for Dish Network?
Well, I think obviously the fact that we're going to get to 100 HD channels and be in 100 local markets with HD capability here in 2008 is huge. Our customers, we had a lot of questions about it. We also think the TR boxes, which are the digital to analog converter boxes, have also been very popular to talk about. That's what we really like here.
Yeah, one of the big questions on satellite, guys, one of the most exciting products for the readers has actually been the TR-50 box, which is not a satellite receiver. It's being put out by EchoStar, which is now separate from Dish Network. Can you explain to the listeners at home a little bit more about the TR-50 and what the plans are for it?
Sure. MPEG 2, MPEG 4, so it's HD, it's a DVR, it's a digital to analog converter box. And while we don't have pricing structure set up for it yet, it's going to provide basically... And it's going to be a digital to analog TV solution, but also a DVR. So just getting the product out there.
Now, has the specs of it been finalized yet as far as like how big the hard drive is going to be in it and things like that? Do you know any of the details?
I can't say that it's going to have a really big hard drive, but coming out and say what it is yet, still being determined, but we do know it's going to be really big.
It is an exciting product, and if you look at it, it looks just like one of the Dish Network DVRs. But you don't need satellite service for it. It's one of the first new products from EchoStar. And we're going to see a lot of new products coming from EchoStar that don't necessarily have to be with satellite. Is that correct?
There's going to be a lot of new products out there. I don't have a lot of information about them yet. But yeah, from what I hear, it's going to be great stuff.
Okay, so with the big announcements and the new technology shown on the floor here at the Dish Network booth, what's your favorite thing that you've seen at the Dish Network booth? What's your favorite technology that you've seen here?
Obviously, we're really excited about Sling. And so having the Sling Solo here, just being able to see it and operate it, we love. I'm a DVR guy still. I have a hard time watching regular television. I don't have the patience for it. And so just having the 722 here and being able to talk about DVR technology, maybe I'm a traditionalist now, but DVR.
Now, one of the most exciting things to me, and I'm a geek, I'm a nerd, I admit it, you know, is that you have the 222 being shown on the floor. It wasn't officially announced, but it is here being shown. And how long do you think we'll see that in the market? Another year or somewhere around there? That's a really exciting product.
222, or you mean 211K or 2?
Well, the 222, which is back there showing streaming right now from to a laptop to... but we're looking at probably about a year for that. Would that be, safe speaking, a year or so?
Really hasn't been determined yet. I don't know one way or the other.
That's a really exciting product, and I know a lot of people are going to be looking forward to that. To be able to offer two HD TVs at the same time from one box, and it's technology that you're only going to see from Dish Network. You know, even though we met with DirecTV yesterday and had a great time with them, there's some of the stuff that Dish still does. It's so impressive compared to apples to apples when you compare the products together. And it's a great job you guys are doing in that.
Well, and that's why, you know, when you ask me what one of some of my favorite things in the booth, I go back to the 722 because it's great technology. It's got a huge HD hard drive, or it's got a huge hard drive and HD recording hours. And, you know, we continue to find new ways to interface with our old technology to make that better, to create new technology. I mean, external hard drive. Feature that a lot of our customers absolutely love. Now you're attaching ARCOS to it so that you can take your content, you know, transfer your content. It's on the go. Sling, it's just more technology coming out, and it, you know, complements you know, great programming. So it's a lot of fun.
Now if we can go a little bit and talk about Sling, I know they got their own booth, but you know a lot about Sling. Some of the things they introduced here was the Pro Unit. Now the Pro Unit will actually let you do HD inside your house. They talked about the Sling Catcher, which is coming out the second quarter of this year. And also here in the Dish Network booth, we're seeing the Sling Player Solo. Can you tell us a little bit about the Solo for people who don't know about it?
Well, you know, Sling Catcher Solo is a basic Sling product, only it's also HD. And it can take if you have HD content, it'll take it and you won't be able to watch it in HD on your portable media devices, but you'll be able to you won't be able to watch it in HD, but you'll be able to watch HD content that's down converted on your portable media devices. Other than that, it's just another version of Sling that allows you to be able to watch programming on the go or on your laptop.
All right. And got a couple questions in the chat room. The main question is about Dish Online, which you don't really have much to do with. But I'm expecting that we're going to see the content expand from here. This is just the beginning, right? We got to see more content?
Absolutely. We're excited about Dish Online. There's a lot of great stuff out there that we're working on. Didn't talk about it a whole lot here, but one thing that you've got Google TV search in Dish Online, or dishonline.com specifically, where you're able to put in your zip code. And then you're able to search for the television, type in a television program you want, and it'll cycle up and tell you about TV shows that you're looking for. And coming soon is web timers. So you'll be able to, from dishonline.com, you'll be able to search for your TV shows, and you find that TV show and the time, and then sometime later this year, you'll be able to schedule that recording online.
One of the new products shown here, and we actually got a question about this in the chat room, is about the 211K. What really is the difference between the 211K, they want to know? From what I know, it's just a smaller footprint, and it's black color. That's really the only difference. Is that really it?
Yeah, pretty much. And it's also sleeker. Looks great.
A lot smaller. It fits nicely into your entertainment system. And another exciting product from Dish. And everything shown here this year is all MPEG-4. There's no standard definition receivers here. Dish Network honestly feels that HD is the wave of the future.
Yeah, and it is. And, you know, we hear it from our customers. We hear it from our potential customers. You see it in the media. Everybody's talking about it. You know, HD TVs are out there, and now we've got great products and programming to go with it.
Okay, one of the things we want to talk about also is we talked about TR-50, which is the DVR that gets off-air digital signals and lets you do a DVR with it. We also have the TR-40. The TR-40 is kind of interesting, and Dish Network is going to be one of the few companies out there, well, actually, EchoStar is going to be one of the few companies out there offering this unit $40, but with the government mail-in rebate, it's free. Can you tell us a little bit more about the box?
Yeah, you know, we're really excited to be out there providing this product. And you know, as you said, you know, the MSRP price right now is $39.99 with a government coupon, so it does become free. It's a digital to analog converter, so it really provides a solution for those that have analog televisions, you know, to be able to put them in the household, so they'll be able to still watch their programming.
Very interesting. Brian has a question for you. Brian, this is Brian from Satellite AV. This is Parker McConaughey from Dish Network Corporate Communications. And we're here live at the 2008 Consumer Electronics Show for you guys just joining us. We're 30 minutes into the show, and if you have any questions, you can call us. We got a couple callers on the line, which we'll take in a couple minutes here. But let's see here. Brian, what's your question for Parker?
Oh, I was just going to ask how he's going to handle that one penny rebate.
I'm sorry, what was that?
They're giving you a $40 coupon. You're going to give it to the customer for $39.99. Yeah, that's an interesting concept of the one penny rebate.
Sure. Well, hopefully there's somebody over at corporate that's smarter than I am that's going to be able to figure that one out.
And then they got to mail you your penny rebate with a 39-cent check or whatever it costs for postage nowadays. What makes the TR-40 really interesting, and I've played with a lot of the new converters that are coming out from various companies. I play with the RCA box and things like that. Dish Network's the only one that actually has a guide in it for PSIP data. So if the channel's broadcasting guide data, it will actually pull it in there. And when you hit the guide button, it looks just like a Dish Network screen. In fact, you got the Dish Network logo up there currently in the corner. And it's really, really neat. I mean, it doesn't have any kind of component outputs because the government won't let you have them. But if you have some old TVs around the house, you should really consider picking up a couple of them for all your old TVs so they don't turn into junk. You know, everybody's going green. So if you want to go green, get a TR-40 from Dish Network. Again, we're here at the Dish Network booth at 2008 Consumer Electronics Show. I got a caller on the line. I'm going to try going here. I don't know if it's going to work. Parker's going to take a step away for a second. He's being pulled across the room by somebody. But let's take the caller on the air. So we're going to go to the 732 area code. And hopefully this works. Hello, caller, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, who's this?
Scott, I can hear you. How you doing?
Good.
Is Bob Murdoch from Brielle, New Jersey.
Hey, good to talk to
how
you.
How you doing, guys?
Great. We're doing great.
Hey, great to you. Thanks for doing all the great work out there. We appreciate it out here. Quick question for you guys. I've got a renovation going on right now, and I'm going to be swapping out an old 921 receiver. Do you guys have any plans in place for any upgrades to get to, like, one of the 722s?
Call Dish Network about it or email CEO at dishnetwork.com. Number one, let them know you're a Satellite Guys user. Number two, tell them that you have a 921 and you're looking to upgrade. And I think they will give you a deal on it. They were doing a deal last year for upgrades for existing customers. It's called the Addition and Up Plan. And they'll be able to take care of you there. I believe you can get a DVR, if not free, pretty close to it. They've been doing upgrades for numerous people. But the key there, mention you're a Satellite Guys member when you email them and tell them that you're looking to upgrade and they'll take care of you. Anything else?
All right, and maybe something he could do better. Did they mention anything about Sci-Fi HD? I know they had it uplink for a while, but they haven't, as far as I've seen, announced any intention to make it hot anytime soon. Has there been any channels that are going to be soon in the next couple of weeks?
We talked to them about it. They're hoping to have it up soon, but they gave us no further details about it. They want it up before wrestling, but it's all in the paperwork and contracts and things like that. So when that's all done, we will definitely have it. And I'm looking forward to it. I grown up a wrestling fan since I was a little kid. My grandparents used to watch it, so it's kind of like, you know, part of my family now. And I used to work for WWE a long time ago as a camera guy, so I'll be interested in seeing it in HD.